I think that RMT have not forgotten about the passengers. I think they're deliberately using the passengers as a political football in their personal fights with Southern, and I think it's outrageous, because what they're actually doing is they're holding hundreds of thousands of people ransom for the wishes of about 40 people. I don't think they should be striking at all. After all, a third of all trains in the UK are driver-only operated, and there is no question at all of any job losses, and there's no question of any pay cuts. This is all about a power game between the union and the rail company. Because if you look at it, the rail minister and the rail company have both guaranteed not just that there will be no job losses and no pay cuts, but they've also committed that they will be looking to keep staff on the train, so who can help passengers. All they're doing is changing their job slightly. I won't have been the only person who's been getting fed up with this. And on Wednesday, I don't know how I'm going to get into Parliament, but I'm going to presumably have to drive half the distance in order to get a train from somewhere else. And I just think this is outrageous, because what's actually happening is a small cabal of union activists are seeking to use the leverage they have to hold hundreds of thousands of people hostage, and that's wrong.